Yo, Don.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Donovan, the day that we talked to you down in your first day in Redskins Park, you said that coming back to Philly would be just like any other game. How do you feel about that now?
I still feel the same. I think people are probably looking at it a little deeper right now than anything. You got to remember it's just Wednesday. So as far as me kind of expressing how my emotions may be, it's kind of hard for me to explain at this particular point. That's something I probably can answer after the game. But as of right now, just approaching it just like any other game, going through the same regiment, watching film and kind of watching some keys that obviously can possibly help us out in the game come Sunday.
Don, have you talked to Dawkins at all about what it might be like?
You know what? I didn't really. Brian and I spent some time together this off season, but nothing kind of came up as of going back to Philly how he felt. But you kind of have an idea. I mean, obviously, no one thinks that they'll ever be in that situation. The fact that now that I have, so we'll see.
Donovan, what are you hoping the fan reaction will be? And realistically, what do you expect the fan reaction to be?
maybe some cheers. But in reality, you got to remember that this is kind of a big rival and one that obviously we see each other twice a year. So there'll be some realization there as far as hopefully after the fact that, they recognize that I'm back, but just knowing that I'm with the Redskins. So I'm sure they won't be happy about that aspect.
Donovan, how do you think you deserve to be received?
Well, I mean, again, I'm not one to try to explain or how I need to be, received. Again, my focus is what I need to do around here to get this team back on track. And so really, I'm truly not focused on that aspect of it or how, try to come up with an answer for that question. That would be something that the fans will react to and respond to.
How hard has the adjustment been for you? How challenging? New coach, new system, new guys around you after a dozen years here?
I don't think it's been that challenging. Obviously, it's a different scenery and concepts and things of that nature as far as the mental aspect is concerned. And then what follows with that, obviously, is getting that timing and chemistry. I think we've shown signs of some making some great plays and some big-time plays. We just have to be a little bit more consistent, and that's going to come with time. But I thought we've done some good things around here. We just have to kind of take advantage of the opportunities that are there.
What's the biggest difference that you've noticed in the fan bases, Donovan, between Washington and Philadelphia?
I've only been here for three games. I've met some people and communicated with some people, out and about, but that's something that kind of happens over time.
Donovan, there's a lot of different guys on defense. What's the biggest difference you've seen in the defense from last year's Eagles team to this year's?
Well, I'm seeing a team that's getting a comfort level in Sean McDermott's concepts. Obviously being under Jim for so long, a lot of the guys kind of got comfortable in what he was expecting of them. Knowing kind of his strategy and his mindset in certain situations. And I think they're getting comfortable with what Sean is doing. And Sean has kind of, tried to put some guys in certain situations where they don't have to think, they just have to react and play. I think that's been better for those guys on that side of the ball.
Donovan, although you said you don't think about the fans, how much have you thought about walking out the other tunnel and the first time that you see the fans as an opposing player?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's not nothing that I would kind of think about. I mean, hopefully I walk out the right tunnel. I've been walking out of one tunnel for 11 years, so I'm sure I'll get some help with that. But again, once I come out of the tunnel, it's just focusing on my job and what needs to be done.
Donovan, you take some pride in how Michael Vick is playing, considering you kind of took him under your wing last year?
No, Mike has done that kind of on his own. Only thing that I was just happy, that Andy and the organization gave him an opportunity to showcase his talents. And I think, being under a guy like Andy, being under a guy like Marty, You know, I got a chance to spend some time with him for a year, and then, you know, working with Kevin now, you know, I'm happy for the both. I'm really happy for the both of them. You know, the opportunities that they both have received, and it's unfortunate what happened with Kevin. But I'm sure he's going to bounce back strong and be ready to go at any time.
Did you feel a little bit for Kevin when all that happened, Donovan?
Well, I mean, that's a tough situation. You know, when a guy gets hurt, and you know, you would expect him to have an opportunity to step back in. But concussions are things that obviously you can't really play with. It's one that has been a topic of conversation all year and all off season. So I'm sure they were really second-guessing the move of trying to put him back out there. But, you know, in due time, Kevin will be fine.
When this happened, Donovan, you made a comment that, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't know the exact words, that, well, that those things happen in Philadelphia. What did you mean by that?
Just what I said. things like that happen. I mean,
But you pointed to Philadelphia, Donovan.
Huh?
You pointed to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've only been in one place, so I don't know anywhere else. Are you trying to reach for something that's not there?
I'm trying to reach for what you meant.
Well, what I meant is what I said.
Donovan, how have you managed to keep a positive relationship with Andy, considering he traded you?
Well, we're good friends. I mean, he stuck his neck out and drafted me in 99. We had a lot of success together. Obviously, we've been through some ups and downs together. You know, things happen. It's unfortunate. I mean, you know, was I upset at the time? You know, absolutely. But, you know, I've moved on. I've learned to move on and focus on the job at hand.
Donovan, obviously it's an unusual situation because you're not signed beyond this year down in Washington. What's your mindset as far as the future goes? Are you open to, you know, maybe becoming a free agent after the season? Do you want to stay down there? How are you looking at the long term?
I want to stay here with the Washington Redskins.
You said that you said that you're treating it like any other game. Coming back, how have you been able to compartmentalize the process over the last year or so since you the last few months since you've been traded?
Well, I've been focusing on something other than obviously the trade and the drama and everything else, because I have a job to do over here. These guys are relying on me to be prepared and ready to go each week. To go out and make as many plays as we need to win the games. And that's my job, and that's something I take pride in. So my focus has been over here of making sure that, you know, everyone is confident and supporting one another and make sure when come game day we're ready to go. So that's been taking up the mindset of everything else.
How long did it take you to get over the trade?
Well, I was here the next morning after the trade to work out with the guys and spend time with them. So I've moved on from it.
Donovan, what did you see from Michael last year from a preparation standpoint and the amount of time he spent here working? And what's been your evaluation of the way he's played so far?
I've seen a different type of player, not just a player, but a different type of person, a guy who's truly determined now. He's accepting of his role and what's been asked of him. I think a guy who understands that there's not too many more chances left. And he took full advantage of that and went in through the off season with the mindset of getting better, you know, getting himself back and ready to go. And you're seeing, obviously, a guy who's out there making big plays for his team.
Don, can you pinpoint some of the major differences in the offense that you're playing in now as opposed to the one in Philadelphia and whether you think that it's more benefit? I mean, how do you feel about your role in it?
I feel good about my role in it. I felt good about my role in Philadelphia in the offense.
How different are they?
They're very different. They're very different.
Can you explain some of the things that they do with you down there in Washington that you didn't do here?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a lot of different things. It's one that would take a lot of time to explain. You know, so I'd rather not.
Donovan, in your GQ magazine article where you said that you took some bullets and that the organization didn't exactly come to your aid all the time. Could you expand on that a little bit and just tell us what you meant by that?
Well, I mean, I'd rather just leave that. That was something that was done a long, long time ago, and, you know, I've moved on from it, and I'd rather not comment on it.
When you look back at the years here, do you look back mainly positively or mainly negatively? How do you look back on the years here?
I look back on the positive things. I've always tried to stay positive. In 11 years, we had a lot of positive things happened, from great, great seasons, winning seasons, to obviously NFC championships and Super Bowl appearances, big games. I mean, just the list goes on. I mean, it's been a lot of positive things that's been happening.